It's all connected.
Grimier and Cirque. Yeah, yeah, it's all connected, folks. We are back once again here on this Monday, February 15th, 2021. Wow, what a year. Anyway, it's the All Connected right here on live on realibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz. And this episode is episode 30, and the title of this episode is Disobedience is Fun for the Whole Family. ain't that right, Miss Circle?
Yep. Isn't it?
Disobedience is a kick in the butt, boy, I tell you.
boy.
Oh, man. So, welcome to everybody out there that's tuned in today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here on the show, whether you be here in the chat on realibertymedia.com or maybe on the chat over there at rlmradio.xyz, they both go to the same place. Or maybe you're on TuneIn or wherever else the show may be headed out to at this point in time. So, thanks for joining us. To kick it off here, to start off the show at the top here, I want to mention that this February, every February, so far for the last X amount of years.
Oh, yeah, it's donation month.
It's donation drive month for realibertymedia.com. We're running a little shy so far, although I did get a donation last night or this morning, as whatever the case may be, from somebody, and they know who they are. So if you have not donated and you like the content on Real Liberty Media, then head on over to the site, click that big old red donate button there, and send us, a few ducats.
And if you don't,
a few kroner.
And we're going to send out an army of gnomes to key your bicycles.
A few.
You better just. Yeah, what?
A few loonies.
Gnomes.
Huh?
I trained gnomes all summer so I could send them out. If you people don't pay up, we're going to send out an army of gnomes.
Okay. Look out for them. Look out for those gnomes. They'll come and get you.
Well, they're going to come and key people's bicycles. That's what I taught them to do.
Okay. Well, that's probably more effective in Denmark than it is in the U.S.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's what I thought.
I would think the percentage of people riding bicycles in Denmark far outweighs the percentage of people in the United States riding bicycles.
So, back to the drawing board. I'm going to train them to do something else next year, but pay up anyways.
Teach them to piss on people's mailboxes.
Yeah, okay, I'll teach them that. So.
Yeah.
But pay up people.
Anyway, so it's donation month. That's really all on that. Just please send us some money our way so that I personally don't have to dig deep into my pockets and fund this site, because I don't want to fund the site. I don't mind doing all the work on the site, but I do mind digging into my pocket for that. So,
Well, thank you. Do all the work, though. You shouldn't have to, right?
Well, whatever, you know.
And thank you, Grimnir, for all the work that you do.
Well, thank you.
And thank you, Kate. And the rest of the moderators for all the work that they do.
And all the other stuff you don't see behind the scenes that they do.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff going on. If you are browsing realibertymedia.com, if you don't really kind of look around on the site, you may not notice when new things pop up over there. Like this morning, I posted up a couple new pages for Gary L's cool new show called The Top 10 Countdown. And if you don't specifically look under certain areas, you're not going to find them unless somebody promotes them out there to you. So, And I'll be doing another one. I'll be doing more of that tomorrow for Moose Girl and I's new show, Moose Girl and I.
Ooh.
Moose Girl and Me. What's the proper etiquette for pronouncing?
The two of you.
The two of us. Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to, Moose Girl and I are doing a new show starting on Wednesday evening. 8 p.m. Eastern, right here.
So 2 days from now, then, right?
2 days from now, 2 days and a couple hours from now. Yeah, and it's called Free Your Mind. and so, yeah, we'll be doing that show, and who knows where it's going to go, but I think at least her and I both have pretty free
minds. Oh, you are fun.
Pretty free minds.
Yes.
So we can try and help people that are stuck in the statist view of things or the conventional view of things out of that view. Because that's...
Because you've been part of, I don't know about, well, my Saturday morning, though, right? For many years was, you know, always started with Freakish Ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you'll have to either stay tuned for the show live or tune in on Thursday morning.
Yeah, it will be Thursday morning then.
Yeah.
I am looking forward. Be interesting, Grimnir. And Musco.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see where it goes. Anyway. That's other shows that are going on here on Real B Media, but this show is called...
Yeah, we're doing Disobedience.
It's called It's All Connected, and today, yes, Disobedience is fun for the whole family. Woohoo! So tell me about the Disobedience movement there in your local zone.
Well, this is what inspired it, though, right? It didn't go very far, but today was like the people make this civil disobedience and open our stores. Because a lot of the stores that don't sell non-foods are closed in Denmark due to the fear-mongering.
Right.
Going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were doing this, we don't care, we're going to open thing. And so far it's going to, you know, it's not just one day they did it. The people I read about, they were definitely doing it the whole week to start with, because they're like, it's not a protest. I'm going to open my store. I need to pay my bills. I need to have my income. So I'm going to open my store, right?
Right.
What I can gather, it was about 20 stores that did it today.
Okay.
One person, I thought three people had been charged, but only one person been really charged.
And by charged, I mean, is that a criminal offense?
It is. Well, it's a fineable, right? You get a fine.
Okay. So more of a civil.
Around $1,000.
More of a civil offense. They're not saying we're going to haul you off to the Huskow.
No, they're going to fine you.
Okay.
Yeah. For being in violation of the epidemic laws.
Yeah, which is crazy that you have epidemic laws. I there's
probably, and you make me look it up. Yeah.
I know, but there's probably epidemic laws here in the U.S. I just don't know about them or care about them.
First one I could find, the original first epidemic law that was introduced in Denmark was introduced by the 1st of January in 1980.
Okay.
And since everything is now digital, I could go back and find the law as it was, and all the changes up until the recent one, which was in September 2020, I think.
Okay. And does your epidemic law say we can shut down your business?
Yes, it does.
Wow.
Yes, it does.
That's brutal.
Yeah. In certain areas with a high contingencies, blah, blah, yada, yada. Yeah, it does.
Okay. Well, that's absolutely
it
crazy.
Will, you know, and they're making a new one because the current edition in Denmark came with a sunset clause, right?
Right.
Which is running out.
Okay, so there was a short sunset, like a few months.
Yeah. I think it's 1st of March.
Okay, so they got 2 weeks before that happened. So,
So they're all riding on the new epidemic law right now. And that gives them some crazy, I'm going to say privileges, which is insane, right? That state has privileges. But
Oh,
I'm going to use the word privileges.
extremely onerous. Here in at least in the state of New Mexico, I can't really speak about other states because it's done separately by individual states how they're going to perform these various lockdowns, shutdowns, stealing your businesses from you, and trying. It seems very apparent that their goal is to drive all small businesses out of business. While leaving the big businesses intact.
That's what people are saying here too.
Yeah.
Then they say if we don't want to open up to the non-food stores, right?
Right.
Then they should ask the big supermarkets to close down all the non-food sales.
Right. Sure.
So that's what people are saying here. It's either or. You can't do this where all the big stores get to sell clothes and shoes and shit, but small stores doesn't.
Well, here in New Mexico, they've designed a system. The governor and her cohorts have designed a system, a color-coded system, where you're red, which means everything's shut down. Don't even think about opening a business anywhere. Yellow, which means okay, we'll let you open up at some bizarre percentage that we just pulled out of our ass. Or green, where everything is apparently allowed to open. And run normally. And then they define that by how many people test positive with these phony tests that they use, these frickin' PCR tests, which are totally flawed and not supposed to be used to determine whether or not somebody's got the Rona. So pretty much the whole state was in red mode,
Red mode.
until after the Biden inauguration.
But see how fear-based it is, right?
Oh, it's
'Cause
totally
you, ever
fear-based.
since you were a little kid, you've been taught that red, yellow, and it just escalates, right?
Yeah, oh
The
yeah.
escalation call, you just know that. So it's
Yeah, well,
built
they,
in you with that whole escalation.
it's like a traffic light system, the green
It's
means
insane.
go, yellow means caution, and red means stop right now.
But you see it in all the cartoons. You know, right? With the acme something, and just before it's about to blow, it goes into the red, and then it's gonna blow, right? It's just insane, all this fear-mongering bullshit.
It's crazy.
But then, but what I can gather from here, from what I can read about the new epidemic law, right? It is pretty harsh on the testing and isolation. From the draft that is right now, it seems that they can put you 6 months in prison for not doing or disobeying a test
Right,
or
sure.
the isolation, right?
Yeah.
But they make it very clear, though, that there will be no forced vaccination.
Well, they won't have to because they've got another way around that,
Exactly.
which means
So
you're not.
but right now it's like in the first hearing where I don't know how you do it, but here everybody gets the draft and then all the different lobbyists and people can go do their woo-ha.
Or Wuhan? Okay. Well, here, what it's going to be, and I'm sure it'll be
Political
the same
woo-ha.
there as it is here, is they won't have to force you to take a vaccination. You just won't be allowed to go into a store or travel or do anything fun, go to a theater or a concert, unless you have your COVID pass. So they don't have to force you to take the vaccination. You're going to eventually say, well, I still got to be able to go into the stores. And so, if I want to do that, then I got to have this stupid poison pumped into me in order to live my life in a normal way. So that's why they're saying, well, we know that people are dead set against the forced vaccinations. So we'll do it this way. We'll make them opt in by forcing them to or preventing them from
I
doing.
don't think that's gonna happen. I don't. And to be honest,
It
the
is.
only reason why I think it's not gonna happen, right,
Okay.
It's because they're not going to need it.
Why won't they?
Because they don't need everybody to be vaccinated. They need the large majority to be vaccinated. Large majority is already going to take it without any of that.
Well, that's true. That's true. This is their goal, is to get that poison in everybody. They want that poison in everybody. So in order to get that into you, they will do it that way. I don't know.
Around here, they're just, you know, directly recommending pregnant women not to get it. Like, for one.
Yeah.
They're recommending children not to get it.
Well, there'll probably be some exemptions, you know. And I would imagine there'll be some exemptions.
They just need the majority. They're not going to be that concerned about.
But see, the thing about pregnant women is they're not pregnant for that long. And the thing about children is children grow up and get older to whatever age they say is appropriate to have this poison. So, vaccine, excuse me, I keep saying poison.
I'm just going to go with, you know, old Danish saying that says, if you tighten the lace, you're going to kill the baby, right?
Well, wait,
so I'm going to go with it's pretty tight as it is.
Where's this lace at?
And then, if you tighten the knot or the...
I'm trying to
be nice to a Dane here, man. If you tighten the knot too much, you're going to kill the baby, right?
Where you got a rope around the baby's neck? What's going on here?
Yeah. This is what you say, right? You don't want to tie the knot too tight because you're going to kill the baby. So, along with the restrictions they're doing now.
Uh huh.
Where I am, I don't know about America, but where I am, more and more people, they're losing more and more people to the whole discourse of it. So you can push people and tighten the whatever knot to a certain degree, and at some point, if you do it too much, you're going to get a pushback. And I don't think that's just the vibe I'm getting from Denmark is, people are willing to do it on the airplanes because you sort of already do that today. You have to have vaccinations to get into certain countries already, so it's nothing new. But when it comes to denying people access to grocery store or shopping or anything like that, it creates a giant pushback. Because those are necessities, right? Those are the very same thing that was kept open during the lockdown.
Yeah, sure.
So that I think that would create a pushback that was way bigger than what you could gain if you don't tighten the knot so bad. And they're going to get a lot of people to take this vaccines anyways.
Well, I think that was the primary goal behind them creating and releasing the virus was to get this vaccine into everybody. I think the vaccine was the desire, the virus, as it were, was the method of getting it.
The big majority on the planet, they already have those signing up.
Signing up for what?
The vaccine.
Oh yeah, they're lined up around the block here to get that poison, and they get sad when whoever's distributing the vaccine runs out of it. They're like, oh no, I was gonna.
I think it's more about the financial side to all this than it's about the biology weapon warfare side of it. I see this much more as a financial warfare.
Well, that's another huge part of it, and you know that's why we're seeing the destruction of all the small businesses and trying to get everybody to keep going into the huge conglomerates, you know.
And every Western or modern economy right now has the best excuse for going bankrupt.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
gearing out of control and everything collapsing and everything, because the system, this growth-based financial system of a Ponzi scheme we built, it was spinning out of control before this.
Well,
We
it's
had
a
so, I mean, the last one was, what, 2008, really, right?
yeah, 2000. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It was coming because they're like exponentially growing, you know, right? First they happened with 100 years apart, then they just started up, and now they're like happening in the 5, 6, you know, you're gonna have some bubble collapsing.
Right.
And I don't know. I was taught from home that if you want to hide a turd, you put it in a pile of shit, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Danish colloquialisms.
Oh, just say. So that I think maybe it's more of a financial thing, but I'm not disregarding the whole biological warfare thing. I'm just not as certain on that.
There's multiple facets to this thing. I mean, this is definitely a globalization drive, a takeover to push for.
Major.
Oh yeah, and a large part of it as well is still that climate change nonsense.
Because they figure out you couldn't, yeah, exactly, that they figure out you couldn't do the climate change, you couldn't get the fear levels high enough for panic, right?
Right, because they lied and
The
it was
time
found out that
span
they
was way
lied.
too long.
Well, not only that, but I mean, when you remember ClimateGate? Are you familiar with ClimateGate?
Well, the Al Gore thing.
Well, that's part of it, but it's the East Anglia. Who's that guy's name again? Anyway, the
Oh, it's
professor,
an investment. Yeah, it's an
doctor over
investment
there,
scam, right?
he created all these charts, that hockey stick chart. He's the one that created that, the one that Al Gore used in his stupid movie, Inconvenient Truth. Though that hockey stick chart was totally,
Yep.
absolutely, 100% fake, and it was faked
But
by
because it was
data.
again, it was a financial scam. Al Gore was a financial scammer.
Oh, he still is. Yeah, he still is.
He sold a derivative on top of that, didn't he?
Oh yeah, on all the carbon
Yeah.
credits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's,
That was all a derivative campaign. See, that's the whole thing. This is just like that, the climate change was a derivative viral ad campaign.
right.
So is this. You know how many, you know, just alone the vaccine derivatives that was sold in the world from, you know, last summer until now? All that money that was channeled from, not even through taxes no more alone, right?
No, not even.
It's just channeled straight into the big pharma and the hedge funding behind the big pharma.
Sure.
It's insane amount of gold and money and labor that was just channeled since last summer. This is my, I it just looks like once again another hedge fund doing a viral ad campaign.
It is. I would agree that that is what it is. But you know, with the full force of all the various gunerments around the world,
Yeah.
because they've all bought into it.
Yeah.
And they probably all realize that, you know, whatever
Remember
pretend.
the Ebola
Sure.
thing, right? You
Yeah.
know what ended the Ebola epidemic? And this is like just insane.
What's that?
But the United World Press, right? They decided to stop reporting on it. They decided that.
Right.
It's like they made an agreement. Here, you wanted to, yeah, now the Ebola, there it was, over.
Yeah. Well, you know, it reminds me of a meme that I saw. There's some guy on the road, and he's talking to this Amish guy. And he said, and he's asking the Amish guy, well, why does this corona crap not affect you? He said, we don't have TVs.
Exactly.
if you're not being constantly flooded with the fear mongering
You
of
wouldn't
this,
know it.
yeah, you wouldn't even know it existed. You would never know there
Real.
was this corona crap out there If it wasn't constantly being shoved down your throat. And,
exactly.
But, you know, since, you know, people, they tend to believe, if it comes on the television, they believe it. They, you know, they buy it. It doesn't matter how much they say, oh, I don't trust the media. They still believe it. They do.
Well, you can trust the media, though. I think the media showed very well that you can trust them.
You can trust them to lie.
Yeah, you can trust them to be manipulative and lying and you know, whores.
Oh, definitely,
you know, prostitutes with absolutely zero integrity whatsoever.
Or as Max Kaiser calls them, prostitutes.
And that's funny because he's working for one of them.
I know.
Which is like really funny that half of these so-called alternative medias, the propaganda story they're selling you is that the rest of them is bullshit, but I'm not.
Is RT alternative media?
I don't know. Is there such a thing anymore? It's just, I don't know. Well, I did say that. Well, yes, I guess they are. Aren't they?
I guess. I mean, they're, at least in the U.S., they are. I don't know how big they are over there in Russia, but they're considered,
I don't know,
whatever, fringe stuff over here in the U.S. And it's like, if you look like a video on YouTube or a post on Twitter that comes from Russia Today, then they always put this disclaimer, this is Russian state media, like, okay, and that's somehow worse than the U.S. state media, which is called CNN, Fox, MSNBC. No.
Or Alex Jones. Don't forget Alex Jones when you mention the rest of them.
Well, he's so sidelined now. It's
owned by just like everybody else, just louder.
But he's been so deplatformed. He's not even really in the mainstream consciousness anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alex is. He took it big. He got a hard beat down.
Now he's got a perfect spot for radicalizing the youth, Grimmie.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yes. Cannot have the radicalizing of the youth.
And you know, if RLM ever got popular, we'd be shut down in a minute.
Yeah, for radicalizing the youth. Yeah, and
so,
the old one.
I'm just glad that. We're not popular for that reason. we're the fringe of the fringe over here. Oh, man.
At least we have fun, right?
We have a great time. This is awesome place, yeah. But anyway, a few stores, 20 you say. Went out there and said, I'm opening my stores, and they find one guy.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, here's the story, though, right? It played out in this Facebook group, right? It started, but Facebook shut them down real fast.
Imagine that.
Yeah. But apparently thousands of people had joined that Facebook group and was sympathizing and expressing that they were going to join them.
Mm-hmm.
And there had actually been found people who were willing to come and stand guard to help these stores if somebody were going to come and maybe start trouble for them opening, right?
Right.
But since it was also, you know, decentralized and just came from a Facebook group that then was shut down and stuff like that, then nobody knew how many. So
okay.
Apparently about 20 people all over the country actually went and did it.
All right.
So I don't know if any of those are going to do it again tomorrow or what's going to happen.
Okay. And how did they select one out of the 20 to issue a fine to?
I don't know. I didn't go into that. I don't know who of them got the fine, but I just saw one person have been charged.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go. Maybe it's if they, you know, I think they went and visited all the 20.
Mm-hmm.
Because the number 20 came from the police, though, right? They said, well, we spotted around 20 that we came and visited.
Okay. Yeah. So there could have been far more, and the cops just didn't know about it.
That could have been it. The reporters asked that. So do you think maybe there were far more, and they said, we don't think so. But we don't know, right? I'm going to go with that they walked into these stores, and the ones who got fined were the ones where that maybe there were a lot of customers, or they didn't, you know, keep with the other rules. Because most of these people say, and that's what they were trying to show, right?
Right.
We can keep those distancing rules and stuff better than the big supermarkets where hundreds and hundreds of people come together.
Right.
So they say, that's what they really want, is to do an experiment and say, let's shut down the big stores for 3 weeks or a month and open up all the small ones and see how that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's see if that won't change it.
Oh, well, see, the thing about that is at least if you open up all the small stores, then that money stays locally. If you just have the big stores, then that money goes right away because those guys have profit centers that are not local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And I've been reading a lot on the comments on the Danish newspapers and stuff like that today, and more people are going into the whole, because then the big corporation wouldn't be supporting the government, would they, if they were the ones who were being shut down, which is kind of an interesting... They're fairly woke sentiment, wouldn't I say?
All right. Yeah, well, you know, all those big corporations that have those big stores have lobbyists go in and buy a few legislators.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one of those, and, you know, that all gets pushed through, however.
So that's what I said. You know, I think just like I would assume it is in America, more and more people are kind of going, okay, enough already. This is getting ridiculous.
Well, it seems that way. But see, again, we have to, deal with the information being shut down. So we don't know so much about how many people are actually out there disobeying as is fun for the whole family.
No.
Yeah, because, you know, if you actually do disobey and you post it somewhere on one of these big corporate media,
shut down, right?
Yeah, these big corporate media sites, you know, the YouTube's, which is Google, Twitter, which is owned by some guy that thinks he's Rasputin, I guess. I don't know. Have you seen pictures of that guy? he looks like frickin' Rasputin. Or Zuckerberg over there. You know, it confuses me, really, how all of these big tech companies are all so leftist or also socialist. Why are they? It doesn't make any sense to me. If they want, you know, to truly prosper, then they would be free market guys. But they only want to prosper through coercion.
But you want to know why? It's because all that leftist environmental propaganda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is making the tech companies part of the green wave, though.
Oh.
Which is, I don't understand how, because they're like giant consumers of power. So I don't really understand how they became greenwashers, right?
Yeah.
But they are.
Huh.
You can greenwash your entire investment portfolio just by putting in big tech, some of the big tech companies in your portfolio.
Well, I think one of the things is they're targeting the youth, you know, the younger people, and the younger people buy into a lot of this, you know, nonsense. That's being shot at them, you know, about the global warming crap. So due to that, they understand that, oh, okay, this is our, these are the people that are enthusiastic and drive our numbers. They'll buy our products while they're yelling about, you know, big corporations. They'll buy from the biggest corporations. You know, they'll all go to their Starbucks or Walmarts or whatever.
But it's so unhinged, Scrimner. It's like, you know, black washing would be like coal plants, right?
Right.
Those are like black washing your portfolio. That would be like you just like, that's worse today than investing in like landmines or, you know, right? You do coal, right? That's like, oh, that's really bad. But on the other hand, you're greenwashing these data centers and digital companies like Google, which is like a major consumer of the product of the black washers, right?
Sure.
So it's like really unhinged.
Yeah. Well, it's all through misdirection, you know. It's like in any of the politicians you look at, you know. While they're running for office, they're talking about all this wonderful stuff they're going to do for the environment, for equity amongst the people, for salaries or whatever. And then, as you know, as soon as they get in office, they do whatever they had planned all along, which is the same thing that all of the previous ones had done all along, which is screw the people.
Centralize. And whatever you do, just centralize and grow it bigger and then centralize some more. That's everything that government does, is a constant drive towards centralizing everything.
Sure, sure.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, and that's that, because that's how it's all run from the top down. The top is not your governments, by the way, in case you're wondering about that out there. No, your government.
No, that's just the driver for the centralization, man.
I gotta do something for the. Anyway, so since it's all driven from the top down, why not let people know that you know you're being controlled from these folks that you'll never hear the names of or see the faces of, that those are the ones that are really, you know, you go out there and you vote and you think, oh, I'm a citizen and I'm making my voice heard. Yeah, not so much.
No. And who are you making? That's the whole thing. Who are you addressing with this voice that you want to be heard, right?
Exactly. Who are you addressing?
Who are you addressing? You're addressing the fucking same rulers that, you know, you put in.
Right.
So I don't know. It just seems, I don't know. It just doesn't seem all that creative to me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of creation and art and expression in a lot of this, right?
Right.
It's just poor in the most profound way, all this force and control.
Yeah, and you know, most of it, all they need is a few lies, a few well-placed lies, and they can convince people that what they're being told is the way it actually really is, and they need to follow along with this if they want to protect themselves, protect their families, you know, not kill grandma.
But wouldn't you say that the more force you introduce and the more narrow you make the force, the more disobedience you're going to get too, right?
Well, with any luck, but it's such a small amount, you know. It appears that it's more if you're listening to the people that think like you do. But if you listen to the general public out there, then you realize that there's not that much actual disobedience going on. And most of those people out there will take what they've been instructed on and try and force you into their way of thinking rather than not.
But in the physical world, though, right? Mm-hmm. In the physical everyday world, I got really tame with my disobedience. Because it's just, I just find it to be a hassle, though. And every day, if you're always like in constant resistance with everything that is mainstream, I used to do that. I used to live my life like that, right? In constant and always resistance with everything.
Yeah.
And I just found out it's very tiresome, and although it is fun, I'll say that, right? You always get real tired, and every day is a battle, right?
Right.
And I ended up not liking myself all that much when I was constantly in a battle with the world around me.
Yeah. No.
So it was really tearing on me. So I've toned down. I wear my mask as a nice citizen on the train because I really don't want to deal with it.
Right. No.
But I think within myself, you know, because there is also the cognitive and the creative and the disobedience, right?
Sure.
To reject that, you know, to remember that life is not about just taking pre-made choices, but to actually, in a sense, reject those pre-made choices whenever you're given to you, right?
Right. Yeah, you make your own choice and ignore all theirs.
Yeah, well, there is, you know, that's, you know, you can create choices or you can just make choices, right? But you have to be in a bit of resistance with the pre-made choices and to really disobey the path that you have been laid upon if you want to choose or create something else. So there's also an element of disobedience in that, I assume.
Yeah, you could be sneaky, too, about your disobedience. As a way around to limit the friction that you're going to get.
I think I'm pretty disobedient every fucking day, though, right? When I jump through a little hole in the fence and jump over the train tracks behind me and enter the private area of a Russian steel mill to get to the beach, though.
Right? You're a dangerous one.
Oh, that's the rebel in me, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'll do a Grimnir rebel yell for you when I'm doing it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and Billy Idol jumping over the fence.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't know. My mom taught me that rules, it's rules like, you know, with the don't cross the train tracks because there isn't a crossing here. She taught me those are for people who don't know how to cross the train tracks without being hit by trains.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, it's like running with scissors, right?
It's only for people who are going to fall. That rule only applies to people who are going to fall.
Exactly.
So my mom asked me, so are you the kind of person who can't cross the train track without getting hit by a train? And I was like, no, I don't assume I am.
Right. Well, yeah. Said,
well, then that fence ain't for you, is it?
No, it's not. Your mom sounds like a rebel. A disobedient type.
Or just lazy, though, right? You don't want to walk all the way to the beach. So, no, I don't know.
Yeah. So, passed down from mom to daughter, disobedience for the whole family. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yeah. Are you a disobedient fucker, Grimnir?
I'd say so, but I don't really do a lot of stuff, so... Yeah.
Are you just stopping in your ways?
I'm not too stubborn. I mean, I don't mind change. I don't mind doing things differently. I don't know if that covers the stubborn part, but...
No, I mean, when you are disobedient, are you, like, loud about it? Are you just...
Eh. I mean, I don't be disobedient to be disobedient. I only, you know, be disobedient to... live my life how I want.
Oh, I definitely have days and periods where I'm just going to be no, just to be no.
I'm not out there to be obstinate.
Really?
No, I mean, you know, what's the word that requires more work than
That's energy. Yeah, you need to use
yeah,
energy. Yeah.
you know.
It's fun though. It's fun though. Once in a while, you don't have days like that where you're just gonna be against.
Nah, not really. I mean, you know, if there's something comes up that I am opposed to that I'm expected to do, then that's gonna not happen. I but I don't have to be loud and in somebody's face about it too much anyway.
I have days where I just wake up and I just, no. No matter what, no, I don't feel like it.
Is it
But, you're contrary.
so is that more of a female thing?
I don't know. I don't think so. There are men who does the same, aren't there?
Okay.
Just contrary.
All
I
right.
usually call. I usually schedule a day off work on those days. They don't work well with
Yeah.
having bosses and stuff. Yes,
Right.
I call those my inner child sick days.
Oh, you're still a punk at heart.
Yeah. When you have when your inner child, just has an off day, you gotta listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I do.
I think my inner child is just who I am. It's my also my outer child. I mean, I don't, you know, I never really, you know, went through the whole growing up, being mature, living a, you know, a respectable life type of thing that society expects.
You don't ever, inside feel like doing in the face of the lady in the post office, but your outer you go, don't do it.
No, I like her.
Well, just because you like people doesn't mean it wouldn't be fun to just go in her,
Yeah, no, some of the customers deserve that, but not really her.
Oh, you see it as an insult. I would just see it as a fun thing, though.
Right, and you know, like at the grocery store, that's where I'll put the mask on is when I go in the grocery store, not the post office, but the grocery store, because of our fascist governor, you know, she'll put a fine on the grocery store people, the owners of that. If they have customers in there that don't have a mask on. And I don't want my grocery store to be fined because of something I was doing. I like those people.
Then
And
you go just go shop in the store you don't like.
there's not really.
Now you can like a warfare people with fines. Oh, I don't like these people. I'm gonna go there with no mask. Nina, nina, boo
Yeah, well, or those would be the big stores like Smith's or Walmart, and I don't go to those stores anymore. I haven't gone to them for a long
boo.
time anyway. And I don't think Walmart will allow you inside without a mask on. So
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's the case, yeah.
What if you're medically exempt?
Well, I don't have any one of those. And anyway, and I think the same goes for Smith's, which is part of a larger group called Kroger, which is, you know, a huge national chain, one of the biggest grocery chains in the United States. So, yeah, and I don't mind Smith's really, but I haven't tried to go there in the last few years, so I don't know whether or not they're enforcing all that mask nonsense, but I would imagine they are, being a big national chain.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I just I hardly do any shopping these days. I just get delivered.
Well, I go. It's generally like once a month. I go down to the Moriarty Foods right up the road here, and I do my shopping for a month. And
Oh, wow.
yeah, yeah,
You are a schedule plan structured fucker, aren't you?
I am. I am. That doesn't just go for that kind of stuff, but. Pretty much everything, you know, waking up in the morning and all the stuff I do, yeah, it you know, Yeah, I follow patterns.
And you don't ever feel like sabotaging your own patterns?
I'm highly predictable. Why would I do that?
I get halfway suicidal if I, you know, before I got a dishwasher machine, just the idea that, because I hate doing dishes.
Yeah.
Just the idea that I had to do dishes every day.
Oh. Well, I have a dishwasher here. Used it twice when I first moved in. And then I haven't used it since then.
And just, do you do your dishes, you know, the same order every time?
Oh, now that you mention it, I kind of do.
So you do the plates and then the forks and knives.
It's kind of mixed in there. You know, I usually do one or two plates a day. That's what I use. And then coffee mugs. And then the coffee pot, that's my biggest cleaning thing of it every day. I got to scrub that down every day. but yeah, I pretty much do in the same order. I hadn't really thought about it, but yeah.
Because once I start noticing a pattern, like if I 3 days in a row did things in the same order, I go nuts.
Oh. I like order. I'm good with repetition.
I would love to sabotage you once in a while, Grimner.
Yeah, well, talk to your database people over there, see how they feel about it.
Yeah, I know.
I bet they're all dweebs like I am.
Oh yeah, they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can call, some of them you call them in at a meeting, and then they won't answer and they won't show up. And then you call them and go like, okay, but I needed to talk to you about this. Well, you called in between 11 and 12. That's my lunch break.
There you go. Yeah. Don't bother me.
How am I supposed to know that?
Don't bother me during the time. Yeah. Well, you.
Now you do. Yeah, okay. You're right. Now I do.
Make a note of it.
Yeah. One guy, he was like, he came to the meeting and just said no. And I was like, why are you saying no? Because it's between 11 and 12. This is my lunch hour.
Yeah.
I can only say no.
That's an early lunch. Who's going to lunch that early?
Danes, because they meet around, you know, database people meet around 7 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, see, you said that, and I just can't see. I'm not a morning person. Before.
Well, that's because it's so nice and quiet before everybody comes.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun. Yeah.
You got to tune those people out whichever way it takes, whether you've got your own private office or you put headphones on or whatever, so you can concentrate on your work.
I'm wondering how many people are going to come back to work when all this restriction is gone, right?
Right. Yeah. Hopefully, very few. Hopefully those big buildings will go away or be transformed into apartments or something. That would be good. You know, the admin people that absolutely necessarily feel like they have to be in a group setting, they can go and take up a little, they can go and fill in one of the, you know, the, some small building somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be better.
Have fun in the building.
Right.
I'm kind of good with working from home. I can see why Kate enjoys it.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's great because, you know, nobody there to disturb you, to bother you. Interruptions are always like, if you're deeply into concentrating on whatever it is, the work you do, and you know, your average worker person doesn't understand this, but if you're like doing code, right?
Mm.
And somebody comes up and bothers you while you're in the middle.
Bothers you.
Yeah, well, talk, says hi to anything. Or, you know, stops.
Intrudes and disturbs. Yes,
yeah,
I know.
Your brain. And I never even thought about, you know, most of this, but, you know, what would happen would people, well, like I'd be there in my office and the phone would ring and I'd pick it up. What? having no idea who it was or what they wanted. So a lot of people didn't call me.
No. Well, I'm like the opposite. If nobody said, if I hadn't heard a sound in about, you know, half an hour, an hour, I have to say a sound just to know I didn't go deaf.
Oh, well, I talk to myself all the time while I'm doing whatever. So people would walk by my office
and go, what?
They'd hear me in there, you know, mumbling about whatever, or talking or drawing figures in the air with my finger. like a crazy person. I was like a crazy person. Well, I'm still like a crazy person. I'm still like a crazy person. But that's how I think. That's my thought process.
So you have to in some way get your thought process out of your mind then. Since you're speaking to yourself and drawing with your fingers,
I'm looking at stuff that I'm working on there on the screen, and I'm trying to, you know, there's flow to databases, to applications, to code. There's flow. And so while you're looking at it on the screen and you're trying to make sense of it in your head and understand where you need to go next, and to me, it's just easier to talk it out and draw it out, think it out, before you put it into practice there. Mm-hmm. So, and if I do that verbally or physically or whatever way, then that's how it works for me. And I'm not really crazy. I just appear crazy.
No, you're just a database developer.
I just appear like a lunatic.
Yeah. Anyway. I've never met a database developer that wasn't weird.
Yeah.
You have a different outlook on structure.
Logic. You know, you have to use logic. That's all.
The systematic, very boring, very strict kind of logic. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't.
Not so much the artsy fartsy, organic kind of chaotic kind of logic.
Right. Never disobey the logic. That's not fun for anyone.
Yeah.
All right. I think we've done our disobey thing here.
Because we disobeyed it, though. We didn't even talk a lot about it.
I know. Well, we talked enough to get the point across that, yes, disobedience is fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me mention again, we're at the pretty much end of the show here, that this is the donation drive month here on Real Liberty Media. So, and we are running behind this year. Blame that on Corona, I guess.
And you don't know what's going to happen if you don't pay, but it's involving gnomes.
Well, I'll say this, and I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say this. If I have to dig into my pocket this year, which I don't want to do, as I mentioned, it could be the last year of RLM, because I don't want to have to deal with it. If I, you know, if it comes down to that, it'll be like, nobody cares, then why should I? But no, I'm not saying nobody, because we've gotten some very nice donations from some very nice people, and some of them I would expect nothing from, and they still donate, and so I love those people, so anyway, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. Yeah. We'll be back next Monday with episode 31 here on It's All Connected.
Yes.
On Wednesday, I'll be back with the Moose Girl, the Mighty Moose, we'll be...
And we will be using more force, intimidation, and threats to get those money in.
No, we won't.
You just said, I threatened up with gnomes, and you with the shutdown, and...
Well, that's not really a threat. If nobody cares, it's not really a threat, is it?
No, people, it's the consequence.
It's not a threat if nobody cares.
No, I know. But people care, though.
If no one obeys, no one rules, right?
No.
Anyway, I'll be back on Wednesday with the Moose Girl at 8 p.m. Eastern with our brand new show, the premiere, the debut of the new show called Free Your Mind. So hopefully you'll look forward to that. Tune into that.
I will.
Vinny is on again on Friday doing his second episode of his American Dissonance program, which is part of his radio writing series. I guess episode or season two. I don't know how. He's a weird guy. Vinny.
Vinny.
And whatever
weird.
Else. Check the schedule over there on reallybody.com for the rest. And
shoot a duck. You know, come to RLM where you can shoot a duck.
Yeah, not a real duck. You don't want to shoot a real duck. Unless you have to. Unless you're starving or just hungry for duck. But don't just shoot ducks for no reason.
No, not for no reason. You got to have a reason when you kill ducks.
Or anything. When you kill anything, you have to have a reason.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully.
All these rules, man.
Well, I mean, come on, they're gonna be out there shooting things for no reason. That's messed up.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donate, people. Donate. Come on.
Donate. Have a great week. Thanks for listening.
And tune in Wednesday and Friday and all that.
Yeah, and whatever day. Oh, yeah. That's right. And Sunday and Monday and.
Yeah,
whatever day.
No, the other day.
And if you want day. And if you want to do a show, let me know and we'll get you on here.
Yeah, come do a show.
And that way we can make fun of you.
It can't be worse than this shit we just did, so come on.
Yeah, we're just on here randomly talking about whatever. So.
Exactly. Come on, shoot a dog, do a show, have fun.
Woohoo! Party on. All right, talk to y'all later. Peace.